These sounds are from an awareness video released by the World Health Organization urging people to take better care of their ears. United Nations agencies WHO and the International Telecommunications Union have joined forces to raise awareness about irreversible hearing loss from exposure to loud sounds such as music played on smartphones. The UN says people aged between 12 and 35 are particularly at risk, with most sufferers living in poor and middle-income countries. Dr. Shelley Chadha is WHO's Technical Officer for the Prevention of Deafness and Hearing Loss. She says it's a growing problem.
What we do see globally, and we have numbers on that as well, is that the number of people with hearing loss is growing significantly. So last year we mentioned that from a number of 360 million in 2010, it increased. The prevalence of hearing loss has increased to over 460 million. And we project that it's going to keep increasing in this manner in the years to come unless preventive action is taken. So we don't, So that's the evidence we have about the growth in the number of people with hearing loss.
Their recommendations to prevent deafness and related conditions such as tinnitus include introducing a controlling function on personal audio devices that can monitor how loud and for how long people listen to music. Ms. Chadha says at the moment people have to rely on instinct to tell if volume levels are dangerously high. The proposed guidelines suggest using technology to generate individualised listener profiles by monitoring how much people use their audio devices and then letting them know how safely or not they have been listening. Ms. Chadha also suggests manufacturers do more to design devices which minimise health risks.
So what we propose are certain features like automatic limiting of or automatic volume reduction and parental control of the volume so that when somebody goes over their sound limit, they have the option that the device will automatically reduce the volume to a level which is not going to harm their ears.
Paul O'Halloran is the Vice President of the Deafness Foundation and the Chair of the Noise-Induced Hearing Loss Committee for the organisation. He says there's been some good progress on personal listening devices with default settings on iPhones and Android set at safe levels, but he says these can still be easily changed and he believes governments can do more to ensure that devices are safer to use.
Legislators, state and federal, could do something about this. They could actually set, as they have in some jurisdictions, I think Europe have actually done this, but basically they could actually require manufacturers to set levels at the default safe levels, so that if it's not required, you should really have to basically modify the equipment to get to the unsafe level. So if they're set at default, most people won't muck around with their settings. And we're saying that should be the requirement, that should be legislated. There's nothing that we're telling people they're going to miss out on. And I think that's where the governments can come in and do their job.
Mr. O'Halloran says people seem to fall into two categories when it comes to noise. Binge listeners who love listening to music at high volume levels and others who find it painful and are more conservative in their listening habits. He adds even if people have the ability to tolerate high volume levels, they're still doing significant damage to their hearing, which may not become apparent until later years.
Well, once you've basically lost the little inner ear hair cells that are actually responsible for converting acoustic transmission into the electric signals that get taken up to the brain, that they've got this little key role, and once they go, they don't regenerate. And as age comes in, the ones that you've lost at a young age are simply going to be added to the additional ones you lose when you get older or lose it through some other purpose. So unfortunately, we just end up with a greater handicap.
WHO estimates hearing loss costs the global economy around $1 billion annually. Excluding the cost of hearing devices, the economic cost of hearing loss includes loss of productivity, increased need for educational support, and the impact of social and emotional isolation. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.